وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the Quranic verses pertaining to humanity and Islamic teachings about the human being. In the previous episodes, we talked about human free will. As we had talked previously about different conflicting desires and intellect, different faculties of the soul, and the result of those, all those elements within one being would be that this being has situations in which he has to make decisions. He has to make decisions whether he gives priority to the desire or priority to the intellect. And this we call the free will. In the previous episode, we said that there are misunderstandings about some of the verses of the Holy Quran that has resulted in different schools of thought in Islamic theology regarding the predestination and determinism and the free will. And some of these schools are dangerous because they have been, we believe, historically speaking, they have been created and fabricated by some people who wanted to misuse masses. They would create such ideas of historical determinism in order to excuse or justify their own dominance, illegal dominance over people, or crimes. So this actually has roots even before Islam. Quran says there were some people who would say, if Allah had not willed, we would not become pagans. So they would blame their own actions on someone else. They would project their own problem on someone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this case. And we have this in different situations nowadays. Irresponsibility or projection of the problems that we have. We say this was the problem, this I did this because of that, because of this, and at the end of the day, as if the person did not have any say in any situation. So this, there are historical explanation, psychological explanation, and there are also verses of the Holy Quran that these people who believe in full determinism to, in order to justify their own wrong belief. And we said one verse is this, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. There is this line in the Holy Quran that says, you do not will anything, you do not decide anything, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have decided it before you. So these people say, you see, this is the verse that says we don't have any control over our own decisions. The explanation for this, as I said, is that the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to create a situation in which we have free will. The example of this, if I want to make it simple, is the example of the session of the test or exam session in a school. Now, the student has the right. What does it mean, has the right? It means he has been given the capacity by the teacher to write whatever he wants. But he is now writing the wrong answer. Does the teacher want him to write the wrong answer? No. The student cannot say, the teacher wanted me to write the wrong answer. Because he had given you the capacity, he would not stop you from writing the wrong answer. It's not like if you start writing the wrong answer, the teacher comes and stops you and sends you out of the room. No, he gives you full time to do whatever you want with the paper, the exam paper. But it doesn't mean that he's happy with what you're writing. He's happy with the situation because it is his plan, but he's not happy with the answer you're writing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two different wills. Creative will, takwini will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with the plan as it is. But legislatively, The tashri'i will, no, he's not happy when people murder another innocent person. So we should understand this in these two different levels. Basically, those who say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forces us to do stuff because of these verses, they are actually mixing and confusing these two levels. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We said that there is the situation for us as creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have free will, in which that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time to show our abilities or, may Allah forbid, the vices that we have, virtues and vices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop people because of their doing bad deeds. He's actually giving them time. And it doesn't mean that he is happy with those bad deeds. And there are verses of the Holy Quran that people who believe in determinism, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forcing people to bad deeds, that they have misunderstood. For example, they say there's this line in the Holy Quran that says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. No soul believes or has faith except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, okay, you see, if a person does not believe, it means that he doesn't have permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While the correct explanation and understanding of the verse is that nothing, it's not about just the belief, it's about everything that happens in the universe. Everything that happens in the universe, it is by the permission of Allah, by the general permission that he has given to everyone. So if you believe, don't think that this is something you have done. This is the capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. If a person goes to misguidance, it doesn't mean he did it himself. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجَزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You are not making Allah powerless if you're doing wrong actions. It's only because Allah has given you time, has given you this position. So if a student writes the good answer, it's by the permission of the teacher. No one writes any answer in the exam paper except by the permission of the teacher. It doesn't mean that the teacher is forcing people for writing the good answer or the bad answer. No, it's the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a limited permission, that people show whatever they know, show whatever they are, whomever they are. There are also other verses. يُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَى وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides whomever he wishes. So some people think that it means that whomever that Allah wishes means that out of nowhere, Allah comes and says, okay, I'm going to guide him and I'm going to misguide him. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like us doing stuff out of his own desire. Whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is out of the wisdom. So if he guides a person, it is based on the previously done actions of that person that has become a reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him greater mercy. And if a person is misguided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, it's not some arbitrary thing out of nowhere. If we attribute this to Allah, it means that we are negating the attribute of wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible for us human beings to do things out of nowhere. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever things are attributed to Mashiach, to the will of Allah, this Mashiach is always framed within the structure, within the frames of divine wisdom. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to help us understand the teachings of Islam and Quran better and better. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Ali.